Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Suddenly, the room was filled with an unexpected ice storm. Seems weird. As you squint through the haze, you see four figures standing on a tucked away balcony. Surprised to see you made it this far. I shall deliver you and the traitorous Iskender to him myself.
Remember that he has a fire breath weapon?
So Donnie lets forth his flame breath and chars the first one. He's up in flames, running around.
I see him like frantically trying to pat himself out while he's on fire, and I aim for just what I think should be his head region.
His name was Harold.
Oh, well.
He had a family. And then you see him vanish and then reappear up on top of the balcony, and a fireball begins to form in his hands that he releases down towards Donnie Nular and Thea.
But that fireball is like one of those super slow fireballs, so it takes like three turns to get there.
And then you release your dwarven thrower, and it connects square in his sternum, and he like grabs onto it, but the dwarven thrower pulls him back with it.
Oh, that's a mistake, yeah.
Into the room, and he bounces off the telescope and falls to the ground.
Oh, like that guy in Titanic?
And Lara and Thaddeus, you feel drawn to a dagger.
If you give me to her, we will never be able to be friends again.
Thaddeus, I've never asked you for anything before. I just want the dagger. Can't you just give it to me?
No, it's my dagger.
Thea begins to run towards you, but she's not fast enough. In the moment that he hands the weapon to you and you drive it into his chest, and it goes through his armor into his heart. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Amy Moore.
Oh, I love sparkles. I'm Amy Moore, and I play Thea Amastasia.
Also with us today, Carla Johnson.
I've decided to take a heel turn, apparently. I play Lara Moonbrook.
And with us, also, Tom Laird.
What?
I am indifferent towards sparkles. They're fine. I could take them or leave them. Oh, and I play Flint Firebeard.
How's everybody doing?
Whatever.
Yep. I'll concur with that. Yep. Whatever.
Yep. One of our own was hurt last episode, and it's still pretty raw.
Apparently last week left a poor taste in people's mouths. I don't get it.
Russ, we are stressed out to the max. There's a missing fucking owl, and now this shit is going on? I mean, come right? on.
These are bad people.
Hashtag fine guac.
These are bad people. Hashtag fine guac.
Yeah.
If you go to Twitter and put in hashtag fine guac, there's a whole movement going on.
I love
of
it.
Of people threatening to not listen to the podcast, but they keep coming back and saying that we haven't found guac yet. So
it's a tough one.
I don't know how well it's
like a
up.
Three strike situation. Right. Like they're going to give you some chances, but you better fucking follow through on finding guac.
I mean, we'll take us where the story takes us.
Ooh, maybe when we do find guac, she could be like, "You're the one now, dog."
It wasn't going to be, but now it is.
No, it needs to be a wonderful
excellent.
Reunion. Oh, God, I hope there's a reunion.
Oh, God.
Sean Connery is, yeah, I get it. It's good. Where you can get more of us, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where people will be less angry at me.
I don't know.
For the most part.
I'm not so sure.
For the most part, true.
I mean, I don't know. And when you're a patron of ours, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's dedication is the one and only Daryl Johnson.
Yeah, Daryl.
Thanks, Daryl.
You're awesome.
I know that guy. I know that guy. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can ask Daryl for yourself.
He doesn't want to be associated with me right now, probably, because I don't want to be associated with me right now.
Yeah, yeah. Another way you can support us is you can rate and review us on iTunes. We appreciate that. It helps all podcasts grow and get in front of more people. It's a fantastic thing.
And if you call Russ a doink in your review, we will read it in the podcast.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, God.
Doink it up.
That'd be so great.
Yeah, if you call me a doink in the podcast, in the review, we will read it in the podcast.
I laughed out loud for that hashtag five.
When the episode
thing.
When the episode title came up, you doink, I fully laughed out loud. Because, of course, Russ makes those up. Like, we don't know what they're going to be. Oh, my God. What a delight that was, Russ. It was a delight. I thought it was so funny.
See, By far the best thing I've ever said on the podcast.
I mean, it was up there if it wasn't.
Thing, it was a wife thing.
Yeah. Oh, no. It resounded. Yeah. Everybody loved it. Fuck it, let's play D&D!
Yeah!
Yay! Woo!
We find Nulara standing with a dagger in the chest of Thaddeus as he begins coughing and he grabs at Nulara and he's got this look of, like, why on his face. What's everybody else doing?
Dying a little on the inside.
Nulara, you hear in your mind of minds a voice, and it says, "Yes, yes, you will do to return me to my master. Let's have some fun, shall we?" And you pull the dagger out and quickly sheath it on your belt.
I say, "Nulara, what the fuck?
Thaddeus, oh my God, are you... Oh my God!" And I'm like, I guess gonna try and like take his armor off to like get to the wound.
Make a medicine check.
Yeah, that's a skill I have. It's not.
Well, that's one. Totally one.
Everybody
yeah.
has some.
Oh, I'm fucking baller with medicine, you guys. Been holding out on you this whole time. 25.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
she
all
fucking
right.
performs open heart surgery, saves his life.
Fixes him right up.
You manage to quickly get his armor off, and everybody's kind of watching you do this as they just saw you stab him, and now you're taking his armor off and bandaging him up and applying pressure to the wound.
He's still alive? He's just
yeah.
like...
yeah.
Okay, then I am going to give him my last rare healing potion that I was going to use on my own dying-ass self. But I'm going to give it to him.
Nulara, what the fuck?
He drinks the potion. Nulara, you see the wound begin to close. So the potion is taking effect and it looks like it's working.
Thaddeus, what happened? Oh my God, how did you even get hurt? I thought that we beat these guys.
You stabbed me.
I stabbed you? Are you delirious? What are you talking about?
Flint's walking over there. He's like, "God, yeah, dude, you stabbed him."
What are you guys talking about? Why would I stab him?
Great question. It's a great question. Any thoughts?
Fighting over
anyone?
That fucking knife.
You guys were fighting over that dagger and you took it away from him and then you fucking stabbed him with it.
What dagger? What are you even talking about?
The one that's in your belt.
Can I snatch it like from her scabbard? Daggers go in scabbards, yes?
You can try, yeah.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Make dex.
I'm going to fucking roll. I'm going to do a dex roll. It's going to be the best thing ever. Can I roll two
best roll,
d20s
best roll ever?
And just add them together to get my less than 10
let's
number?
Let's say you roll with advantage because she doesn't know what you're doing. You're just quickly trying to do this without her knowledge.
Okay, well, I just legit rolled a one.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Advantage. Maybe roll your other
it's
one.
It's going to go up.
It
was a 16 plus 2, 18. Plus 1. Okay. Sorry, 17.
So you are still wolf. So you're trying to grab it from like the handle and pull it out of her belt?
I think I'm trying to, like, rip the leather, like, belt buckle loop shit right off of her. I don't think I could be very precision. I don't think I'm, like, lifting it out by the handle. I think I'm grabbing hold of the whole scabbard and just ripping.
Sure. So you bite into the scabbard and you see a red glow come from the gems. And it doesn't move and you take 4 damage.
Do I drop it? Like, did I take it off? Like, it doesn't...
Where you grabbed it, it doesn't come out or come off.
I kind of, like, yelp a bit as it, I'm assuming, burns my mouth.
Yep.
And I say, take that off. Take that off, Nulara. That thing's evil.
Okay, well, I grab it and try and take it off.
It doesn't remove.
Nulara, seriously, take it off.
But am I, like, you can see me trying to move it and it just won't move?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well,
but maybe you're like really good at pantomiming like a struggle.
So I'm like pulling on it. Like, guys, I can't move it.
Well, so Nulara is never getting naked again, you guys, apparently.
Well, I'll always have a belt on.
Weird.
Apparently.
Fine, we can have sex, but I'm leaving my belt on. And my socks. Okay. Thaddeus, are you all right? Do you know anything about, I don't know, evil bewitched daggers?
Nope.
Do I know anything?
Can I roll a history check?
Absolutely. Oh, I know fucking nothing. Maybe I might know something.
Yeah, everybody who wants to can make a history check.
Well, I rolled 3.
So that's...
I think history's for
nerds. So that's a 26.
I rolled a 20.
Nulara, you're trying to remove the dagger, and you're kind of looking at it, and what you can see is, because the blade won't remove from the scabbard, you see an ebony crossguard, which seamlessly flows into a worn, leather-wrapped handle. There are 2 red garnet stones. I did say gems last time, but they are red garnet stones. I don't think you know about this specific dagger, even with a 26.
Okay.
Guys, help me, like, try to get this thing off of me.
I don't know if it burned Thea's mouth when she tried to bite it.
You're not even gonna try? Cut my belt off me. Jesus, you guys. This thing just made me stab Thaddeus, is what you're telling me, and you're not going to try and get it away from me? Get it away from me.
I don't have hands. All right. It's all you, Flint.
As Flint is approaching you to try and cut off the belt, Nulara, you hear in your head,
if he removes me and we are separated, something will happen to one of your friends.
And then the voice goes away.
So I guess I just start to back away from him.
Nulara, what are you doing? Hold still. How's he supposed to get that off you if you keep moving?
Guys, I can hear... This seems crazy, but I can hear the dagger in my head, and it's saying something bad is going to happen to one of you if it's separated from me.
I mean, it already used you to stab Thaddeus. What worse could happen to us?
That seems like a risky fucking thing to ask. What worse could happen? We've just been in a death maze for like 9.5 months.
Fair point. It's noted.
Nulara, you hear the voice come back and it says,
yes, he was weak, but he looks fine now.
Guys, this dagger is evil. It's so evil, it's happy that I stabbed Thaddeus. I mean, of course, it made me stab him. I didn't think it would regret it now, but...
It really takes it back down. It's like, oh, you know what? Shouldn't have done that. It was a step too far.
But, Nulara, if we don't try to separate you from it, you might just end up stabbing one of us again. But if we do try to separate you from it, something bad's going to happen?
I guess.
This is like the epitome of rock and a hard place, isn't it? What does it want?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
I don't know. Dagger, what do you want?
I roll my wolf eyes
at her. Oh, great, Dagger.
I roll my wolfy eyes at her like, you give me this attitude now.
What I want will become clear soon. We will just have some fun in the meantime.
Is it talking to you?
Yes, it said what it wants will become clear soon, but in the meantime, we'll have some fun.
What?
Well, that sounds fucking ominous.
So I think not that we don't trust you, Nuala.
You shouldn't trust me.
Yeah,
I literally just stabbed Thaddeus.
As far as we
fucking
can
help
you.
Me. Guys, help me. Make me not do anything bad again. I don't want this to happen again.
Can we tie our hands together?
You hear in your head, Nuala?
If you don't try to get rid of me, I won't make you hurt your friends again. Don't worry.
It says, if I don't try and get rid of it, it won't make me hurt you again. But I still think you need to stop me. Like, you can't leave it as an option.
That is a, like, legit abusive relationship you have with that knife. I don't know. Like, I think maybe you should walk first and we will constantly have our eyes on you. I don't know what else we can do. We need to be all together on this to get ourselves out of this. I don't know if we can afford to tie you up and drag you behind us.
Thaddeus casts Zone of Truth.
Okay.
And ask that dagger some fucking questions now.
Thea just blurts out, I like to take shits in people's shoes when I'm a wolf.
There's a save. Well, hold on. There's a saving throw with Zone of Truth. So whatever
Thea's going to fail is, it. Yeah. It doesn't matter. She spills all her deepest, darkest secrets.
So it's just against his spell save DC there, Tom. And Flame Begins probably has to tell the truth too.
I know everything. I don't know what's happening.
Spell save DC 16. So
you don't really know. You got to ask like some leading questions to figure out who saved and who failed and whatever.
Yeah, right. Yes, we're not like,
I rolled
I'm
a
feeling
16.
In a truthful mood. Yeah. I could still be lying. It's like a riddle.
If Fuck, I don't know what to ask. What should I ask? What do I ask? Don't just go silent on me, guys.
I don't know, Tom.
It's your choice here, man. What do you do?
What do you want to know?
Well, as I say, I assume this thing was like its own being, not just an inanimate object that can talk.
Well, I mean, you don't know. You don't know.
No, I think I know from you.
Okay. You know, but Thaddeus Thea Nulara don't know. Flamekins doesn't know anything. Don't ask her. I won't tell you, even if I knew. I would
miss
tell
her, though. Yeah. There she is.
I haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, we were all happy
about
that.
There was some stabby things happening, and I got real freaked out. Reminds me of a time, wasn't I, when I was a pirate? And she goes off on a diatribe about when she was a pirate.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
That does sound like her.
She's really small, and I'm really big, and I just kind of go over and, like, lay down, like, when a big dog kind of, like, lays on you and just kind of, like, crush her to the ground and just lay there.
What are you doing?
I muffle her in my fur. Still allowing her to breathe, of course. Just no more talking.
Okay, what's Thaddeus and Flint and Nulara and Donnie doing?
I mean, I guess just because you cast the spell doesn't mean you have to now follow up with questions.
You don't.
He just goes, zone of truth, and then goes,
Yep.
But he probably doesn't say zone of truth in-game, right? He just casts a spell. We don't even know.
There's a verbal component to it, so he would have said something.
Oh, what did you say? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, me too.
Zonus of Truthus.
Latin.
The classic utterance.
Amy, we always make the same jokes, and I fucking love it.
Did you say Latin?
You're the best.
Latin. We're awesome.
Fuck, I don't know what to ask.
Tom's having some serious regret here.
Okay, well, it's okay. Okay, guys, we have to get out of this fucking tower. We have to get Iskander, and I'm terrified now that I'm gonna hurt someone else, so...
Trust me, we won't hurt anybody.
We won't let that happen.
Okay, I mean, I can't live with myself now. Just if something happens, just stop me. However you have to.
Okay. So where do we go?
And this is awkward, but I really need to take a healing potion because I'm going to fucking die. I have like 1/6 hit points.
You don't look so good. I mean, aside from the fact that you're all weird about your dagger thing. Here.
She tosses you a rare healing potion, which was the 8d4 plus 8.
Well, how is everyone else?
I definitely need to take my uncommon. What's an uncommon 40. Again?
44 plus 4 is uncommon.
Everybody's drinking their potions.
I'm still not great, guys, but...
All right, do we have to go to this elevator? Like, let's... Like, we have this... Do we have the... You'll the time sand thingy.
The white shimmering hourglass. You
yeah,
know
that.
Hourglass is. I guess you're a wolf still.
Yeah. No, I just keep forgetting the word for hourglass.
Oh.
All right. I mean, yes, I'm a wolf. I'm stupid. what does it do?
Well, is there one of those, like, let's go to the teleport thing.
That has the hourglass on it.
Yeah, and press it and see what it does now that we have it in our possession.
Good idea.
Because last time we just, like, felt a wave of power, but it didn't do anything.
I get up off of Flamekins. And I say, you can ride on my back if you want to. That was pretty... That was mean of me.
Yeah, that's sweet. My legs are getting tired.
Do you need a healing potion? I hand her up a yellow potion.
I already drank one. I drank it.
A yellow potion? You dink.
No, I drank it. I'm okay. I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got this. You need it, man. You just let me know I'm your buddy.
Thanks, though. I mean, I had one and I drank it. Maybe next time.
Oh, you're so funny. What a time for a prank.
Right? I'm just trying to lighten the mood. You're all murderous.
Okay, so you all crowd around in the teleporter area. Yeah. And you press the hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel the same wave of energy. And then the bright light comes, where before it was like it's like it didn't let you go through. But now that you are holding the hourglass, the bright light comes and you are teleported into Dark Room. As you enter this room, lamps on the walls activate and provide bright light within the room, and you see the bodies of three dead cultists on the floor here.
Hey there, I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thanks for joining us for episode 56 of Dungeons & Dragons. What was that? If you enjoy what we're doing with this show and you can support us through a monthly monetary pledge, we invite you to join us on Patreon, where for $1 per month, you're definitely, absolutely, 100% helping make this show better with every episode. But also, you get access to a whole backlog of monthly bonus episodes, plus new ones on the 15th of every month, where we're playing a thriller, horror, sci-fi genre in the Fate Core system. And if you can swing it, just $2 a month gets you access to our monthly Goog Hangs as well. And those are an absolute blast! We answer as many spoiler-free questions as we can about the future and past of the story and the show and us, and we just chat and have a great time. Check out all the details at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. But another way you can support the show, because we know that sometimes it's just not possible to give a pledge that involves money. I get it. What you can do is share a link to your favorite episode or just to the show in general on social media. Talk about us to your friends and family or write a review for us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you can write reviews. There's some links down in the description there. Every little bit helps get us out in front of more people who will hopefully love the show as much as you do. All of our social media links and more about us and the show can be found at dumbdragons.com. So go check out the website and join, follow, or like where you can today. And thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description. The next episode will be out Wednesday, October 10th. So let's get back to it. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Lamps on the walls activate and provide bright light within the room, and you see the bodies of three dead cultists on the floor here. One of them has clearly been stabbed, but you see a trail of blood running from this room down a hallway.
I follow my nose. Actually, Nulara, can you go first?
Yeah.
It's just easier to keep an eye on you. You get it.
I do. I go first. I assume, hopefully, towards my boy Iskander. I mean, he's not my boy. We've never met, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's our boy.
Okay. So, Nulara, as you head down this hallway.
And we are keeping very close tabs on her,
yes,
correct?
Yes. And we're walking with her, but
sure.
we just want her to be in front so that she can be seen at all times and not, you know, stab anybody in the back or whatever.
The hallway itself is 5 feet wide, so it's single file down the hallway. But Nulara, you are first one to the base, and it opens up into another large room, and you see that as the lamps illuminate, as you light down the hallway and into this room, blood streaks the floor here, including the smeared trail leading back up to the chamber where you came, and a second trail of bloody boot prints heading up the corridor to the north. Standing amid the gore are three humanoid figures, two that look like misshapen statues of clay and stone, and one appearing as a humanoid made of flame.
Oh, these are all statues. I mean, probably not for long, right, guys?
Well, it's a magical world we're in. Who knows?
Kate, well, I do the classic where I hold up my hand with a fist so everyone stops.
Does that mean you're going to stab us?
No, it's when starts moving her hand just back and forth.
Right. Yeah.
It's stab or hand job.
Oh, boy.
It's a dangerous game we play called stab or hand job.
Oh, boy.
guys, there's blood everywhere in there, and three statues, I guess. One is like a flame person, and then the other two are just like big misshapen blob creatures. I mean, realistically, they're probably going to turn into real people we're going to fight. I just wanted to warn you before we went in there.
All right, thanks for the heads up.
So I'm going in. We all okay with that?
There's nowhere else to go.
Okay, and I enter the room.
As you step foot into the room, the earth elementals and the fire elemental begin to move. And begin moving towards you in a fashion that looks like they want to take a swing at you. Roll for initiative. Thaddeus is up first.
Do it, Thaddeus.
How far away from Nular are these guys?
15 feet to the closest one, 25 feet to the fire one, which is farthest away.
And how big is this room?
It is 40 feet by 40 feet.
So it's a big old room.
It's a big old square room.
Okay, right where the first guys are there, I'm going to cast Russ's favorite fucking spell, Cloud of Daggers.
Yeah. Ooh, that's fun. Haven't had that in a while. I guess because there's been no Song Kitty in a while.
Mm-hmm. So this will be, right on top of them sort of thing.
Sure.
On the start of their turn, if they're in the range, which they will be because it's the start of their turn, they will take 4d4 slashing damage.
All right. Then it is Flamekin's turn unless Thaddeus is doing anything else.
He can only utter words of encouragement past that point. So.
Describe the room. As you enter, there's an immediate hallway that goes like off to the left as you enter the room, and they are to your right. Just to describe that, there is a table in one corner and two longer tables with papers and stuff on them towards the back of the room as you enter. Flamekins slides in and under people as she was probably nearer to the back there.
She was on me.
She's just riding you. And she lets forth an acid splash.
No. I do not consent to this.
What?
Actually, you did offer.
I did when we got in, but I'm not going to, like, ride into battle with her on me.
She's on top of you. You said she's on you. She's riding on top of you, twirling acid bubbles. She's like, we got to do this together now, bud.
She singes my fur. I'm going to be pissed.
Yep. One target must make a dexterity saving throw, which it does not make. And then it's going to take 12 acid damage. And then it's one of the earth stone guys turn, so he takes how much damage from you?
Let's find out. Swordy McDaggers himself. Feels good, doesn't it, Russ?
Feels good. I like it. when a sorted cloud of daggers comes to fruition.
Right? Alright, so that is 10 damage.
It just rushes forward and slam attacks. Let's say Nular and Flint. Get a slam attack each. Those are
slam-a-jamma.
That's a 12 and 11, so I don't think it really matters who.
I touched your dice.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, this is what you've been doing this whole time. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Stop ruining my dice.
Keep ruining his dice.
Keep ruining his goddamn dice.
One of these elementals makes a big swing and you duck out of the way and it is your turn.
And sorry, just to be clear, like we walked in and immediately to our left is the only exit from the room.
Is an open hallway.
Yep. And is the elemental, did it slam in between me and that exit?
No, it's still, like, over top of you, like, in front of you, kind of, it swung over your head and you ducked out of the way.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's right there, so I'm gonna take a swing at it, but, guys, we've tried to fight these before and it doesn't really, like, go great, so I say, like, let's just try and, like, get through and get down that hallway. What do you think? This is what I'm saying as I am about to stab, because I'm a good multitasker.
I mean, I'm ready to ride like the cavalry into battle, but whatever you think.
That's a 25.
25 will hit.
Okay. I reach up and I just grab her pant leg and I just really slowly like pull her off my back.
16 damage.
Nope. Okay.
Then I am going to try and get it again. This is a 22. That is 14 damage.
All right. So your two big slices, they cut in and they don't look like they do quite as much damage as you think they should.
Sounds right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Donnie's going to try and recharge. Fails. What else can he do? Why not bite a big pile of dirt, Donnie? Why not?
Why not? I mean,
16.
Did just suggest a run, but
yeah, but they're like it's right there.
It's true. It's true. 16 does not hit.
Okay.
Donnie takes a bite and it glints off the stone of this elemental, and then it is the fire elemental's turn. So it rushes forward to Thea and Flamikins and moves to, it just moves to touch you.
Ooh, touchy.
That's going to be an 18 for Thea and a 17 for Flamikins.
Yeah, that's going to work. That's going to.
Definite touching happening.
Singy, so, singy touching.
Singy, singy.
It's going to be hot, you guys.
Oh, so hot.
Because it is. Yeah.
Thea, you're going to take 11 damage. Fire damage, and you are ignited.
What?
Well, she's covered in fur.
Like, your fur is on fire.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, ignited with a fiery passion to murder.
Oh, that would have worked, too.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's possible, that too. Flamikins is going to take 12 damage, and her clothes ignite as well.
And if I'm still on fire, my other
you
turn,
will
I
continue to take 1d10 damage. And then it is Flint's turn.
So it didn't seem like traditional weapons did a whole lot there. So should we just disengage and run for it?
I think it sounds like a good idea. I'm on fire, motherfucker!
I mean, she's on fire. So, all right, yeah, let's do that.
You're disengaging, running down the hall.
Yep.
Okay, Thea's turn.
Can I use my action to stop, drop, and roll?
I mean, you've got a goblin on your back. But
oh, do I?
She'd be down with it too, though, probably, because she's also
no,
on fire.
No, I pulled so, her off yeah. by her pant leg.
Until a creature takes an action to douse the fire, the target takes 1d10 fire damage at the start of each of its turns. So you're going to take the damage anyway, regardless. So you're going to take 1 fire damage.
Damn it.
But then, if you are to douse it...
I roll around on the ground.
All right. Oh, God!
No, I had dragged her off of me by her pant leg.
This is funnier there. This way.
Okay. Well, then take out what I did before. Yeah. Well, and I successfully, hopefully, dousing both of our flames.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just roll all over her with no regard.
She's
for
like
her
holding
safety.
On, like as this is happening. Oh, God! You douse the flames.
And can I disengage?
Yeah.
And can I dash?
Yes.
I do those things.
Well, you can make it with a run.
Oh, I'm sure I can. I'm a very fast wolf. And I drag.
Yep.
Little Miss
Thaddeus is up. Flamikins is already out. I assume Thaddeus is doing the same. Nulara and Donnie are still in the room, and one of the Earth Elementals has a turn prior to your turn. So it is going to try to slam attack. One at Donnie, one at Nulara. The one at... Can you not sing while I talk? 25 to Nulara, 24 to Donnie.
Okay, well, that'll hit yeah. both of us.
Nulara, you are going to take 16 bludgeoning damage, or halfsies for your armor stuff. And Donnie will take 15 bludgeoning damage. And then it's your turn.
Then I'm going to try to get out of there. You know, the old get out of there.
Classic move.
The old get out of there. So you take that hit. And then both of you disengage and enter the hall. And as you enter the hall, there's immediately a staircase that goes directly down and a door that goes off to the left. Which way do you run as the first one through that direction?
Which way is the trail of blood going?
Quarter to the north. So it goes down the stairs.
Okay, let's hustle down those stairs.
All of you head down the stairs and you descend... to a walkway that appears to stretch across infinite space. The walls disappear. Thousands of stars twinkle in an unfamiliar constellation, and meteors strike through the vastness above and below the path. Just past the base of the stairs, a door framed by nothingness rises from the path. 50 feet beyond that, the path meets an intersection with another door straight ahead.
Music in today's episode was by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io.
You bite into the scabbard.
And find that her belt is really well made, and I just end up dragging her by her waist. What kind of damage?
Not cold.
You take 4 not cold damage.
Not cold damage.
I kind of like... Just having a fight with a giant snake on our bed is epic. That was horrible hand motions for us to be doing back here.
I can't see our video.
No, our video is completely black. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, so I use my axe to cut off her belt. It's the
as
you're like, hold
proper
still.
Cutting tool.
This is a precision.
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop right there.
Do I have to? Can't we just put me at the bottom automatically?
No, because I feel good about it this time.
Do you? I'm going to use your dice.
I had a really bad roll, so people, I'm not going to be first. I had a 12.
5. Sorry. 6.
Oh.
Plus 1 initiative.
Well.
That's right.
Looky here.
Guys.
I just rolled her 18 with
you. I'm broken. I'm bad luck.
How far away from... New Lara are these guys?
I don't know what that sound effect was, but I liked it.
Earth glides. So it glides along the stone. No, that doesn't.
Does it say like radical? And it throws up like some hand symbols as it does it?
Hangton!
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promise to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus 1 star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the 1 star reviewers. Listen to the 1 stars wherever you get your podcasts.